Hello, this is the Friar. I am delighted to be with you. It's Monday, June 7th, 2021. How are you doing today? I hope that today is a great day for you. I hope things are going well. But if they're not, remember, at the end of every broadcast, we pray for each other. And we do that because we all know that life is not always easy. We all know that sometimes in our lives, we are going through difficulties. There is brokenness. We mourn the loss of loved ones. We find ourselves really not at our best because of the circumstances of our life. And so we need to pray for each other. I'm going to emphasize that point actually in part of the meditation today, that we're deeply connected to each other in our faith. It is really, really important for us to know that. We are deeply connected to each other in our faith. That Jesus longs to build a community. Jesus longs to build the church. And as a result, Jesus helps us to be connected to each other. And so let's pray for each other, either in gratitude for the blessings that may be a part of your life this day, or if you're going through some real difficulties, let's pray for each other that we might find a way to get through those difficulties. And let's pray for ourselves as well, because that is not a selfish action. That is an action where we are placing ourselves in the presence of God, and we are asking God to help us, which is an act of faith. That we need God, that we know we need God in our lives, because God is God and God is love. And we know that we desperately need that love in all that we do. So the usual introduction before we begin, this is Meditation Monday, and it means we're gonna do a little reflection to get us thinking about some things for the upcoming readings this Sunday. So that is wonderful, but the usual reminders at the top, you can subscribe to this podcast, which is a good idea because then, boom, it pops right into your podcast list and you can listen to it, but you can subscribe wherever you get your podcast. If you go to thefriar.org, there's a link to our podcast on a number of different providers. You can also subscribe to our website by entering your email address at the top of the page. That way, you will get our newsletter, which comes out roughly once a month, and you will be notified whenever there's new content on our website. Another great benefit. So this week, I want us to think about, what does it mean to obey the Lord? Or is there ever a time we can break an oath to the Lord? In a time where so much can be seen as being up to us, the idea that we would hand over control to anyone can seem absurd indeed. In fact, some of those areas where we used to see control surrendered, for example, a husband to his wife, for we can only be hurt by those to whom we are vulnerable, are becoming less likely. Same is true when a wife surrenders to her husband. They both allow the other to fulfill them. That is why it is so beautiful a sacrament. Two people promising each other that regardless of what happens, they will stay together. But we live in a time where individualism is at an all-time high. And the effects of all this individualism can be seen all around us. It is not just that we disagree with each other, we demonize each other. We are asked to wear masks for the common good, and we scream our rights are being infringed. Just this morning, the New York Times had an article about the struggle in the ACLU about whether only certain types of free speech should be protected under the First Amendment. Even in the church, it can be seen. My way of being Catholic is better than your way of being Catholic. But our relationship with God is not one of rugged individualism. It is not the case that when we have faith in God, we can go it alone. In fact, the opposite is true. Faith in God means that we have decided we cannot go it alone, that we need a Savior because we have sinned. We are deeply dependent on the love of God, an unconditional love without which we could not exist. Yet it goes beyond simply a personal relationship with God, as important as that is. St. John tells us we cannot say we love God if we hate our brother or sister. St. James tells us that faith without works is dead. The Gospel of Matthew warns us that failing to serve the poor, the sick, the hungry, or the imprisoned is failure to serve Jesus himself. We surrender control by accepting God's love for us. and we surrender it further by committing to serve the needs of others, in season and out of season, whether we like them or not, whether we feel they deserve it, or even when we feel they do not. At the basis of faith is the admission that either God knows best, that God knows better than us, or God does not. But for people of faith, the thought that we could in any way know better than God is dangerous foolishness. Of course God knows better than us all in all things. Let me say that again because I just mangled it. Of course God knows better than us in all things. But admitting that God knows best means surrendering our complete dependence on our puny minds to his all-knowing mind, not just because God is smarter, but because God is love. What does all of this have to do with the readings for this upcoming Sunday? The trust in God is connected to the readings because the absolute mess of the circumstances that will be rectified by God in the first reading are the result of ignoring the command of God. And isn't it the same with us? Isn't it that the difficult circumstances in which we find ourselves are the result of our own sin and folly? As you pray over the Sunday readings this week, ask yourself if you really trust God. I know that I don't trust God fully. I wish I did. I say I want to. But at those moments when the rubber hits the road, I don't. I sin. I fall short. I don't live up to the high promise and the good place of the love of God for me. Even more than asking yourself if you really trust God, as you pray about the Sunday readings, maybe you could take that a step further. Maybe you can imitate the disciples and ask Jesus to increase your faith just as they did. I am so happy that you have joined us this week. Thank you so much for that. Do come back again tomorrow. We're going to be continuing the Friar Book Club. And it's just good to be together. So let's pray for each other, huh? And may God bless you.